And let's say hello to Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Markets are kind of trading a little bit higher this morning here, kind of a comeback from yesterday's down day that we saw. The weather seems to be kind of mixed depending on whether you think moisture, we got moisture for next week, and whether you think moisture is a good thing or a bad thing right now, I guess. The big thing is, I think, that we got crop reports coming out next Tuesday, both the USDA and the Brazilian reports. It'll be watched pretty closely, especially to see what that Argentina bean crop comes in at and what the Brazilian second crop corn comes in at. So that's kind of the feature here this morning. As far as the wheat goes, right now for corn, we've got corn down about 15 cents for the week. Soybeans are down about 17 cents for the week, and the wheat is down about 25 cents for the week. One of the big features in the corn market is the fact that the open interest has really dropped like a rock here in the last couple of days. We've seen about 40,000 contracts out of open interest in the last couple of days here, which leaves the funds about 30,000 long. And they're kind of in a position right now where they can go either way. If they want to go in and go 100,000 short or so, they can do that. If they want to get long another 100,000 contracts or something, and do that. So they're kind of in a neutral position right now. On soybeans, however, it's just the opposite. They're about 135,000 contracts long, so they have a lot to sell here. The supply and demand report I mentioned on Tuesday, that the trade's looking for a little bit of an increase in corn carryout and a little bit of a drop in bean carryout. It may just come in as being a kind of a reminder of how much we have here on surplus on the corn and bean side of things, which could be negative to the markets, I believe. As far as the techs go, looking at the soybeans, we had that big down day yesterday. $10 is a key area. 10.25 to 10.35 will probably have some resistance. We probably need to close something over the 10.50 level to restart the rally here. And a close below $10 would probably give us a chance to go back to the 9.60 level on the July soybeans I'm referring to here. On the corn market, we're just kind of still in the same range, and that range is just 370, maybe even down to 360 level, but up into the 385 to 390 level on the resistance side for July corn. That's kind of where we're at. So that kind of wraps up. This is Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing.